Mad Mars Notebook for August 2nd, Dog Days of Podcasting 2017. So I'm starting to listen all to all the Dog Days podcasts, and boy, did my queue back up already. And I don't think there were that many new episodes in there. I've just kind of been slacking because I was reading a audiobook this past week. What was it? Most recent, I think, Joe Ledger novel by Jonathan Mayberry is the author. Pretty good sci-fi, horror, action novel. I think I was turned on to this author by Scott Sigler at the last Sigler Fest. So I've been slowly, you know, through Audible credits, getting through the series. It's like the 9th books, and he has a whole bunch of little novellas that kind of sprinkle in there. So I think it's probably at least the 10th or 12th title that I've read in the Joe Ledger novels. Kind of like it. It's a good action and has just enough contemporary technology that you can kind of recognize the world that their story takes place in. Although, story-wise, it's like, how do I describe it? Yeah, it's like, what's that TV series, 24? Except that supposedly all the bad guys are some flavor of terrorist who just happen to have billions of dollars to create worldwide calamities and destruction. So it's really not that plausible, but it's still fun read. And what else happened today? Oh yeah, I didn't go to prison. Actually, there was a meeting that my bosses went to for a presentation at the prison for some renovation. And last week they said I had to go with them to the meeting, and late yesterday they decided I didn't have to go. So, luckily, didn't have to go to prison today. So I'm counting that as a win, more or less. We'll see what happens when the next round of submittals come in. May have to go for another meeting later on. But anyway, that's for today. What else was I listening to? Oh, yeah, was catching up on Dave Slusher's podcast. So I think I'm one of the other two, counting Chuck and Craig, that have been, and Clinton, that have been doing this Dog Days every day for the whole challenge ever since the beginning. And it's kind of fun once you get into it, and as long as you don't have to put too much effort into it, it's really not that hard at all. And one of the things that grabbed me in one of his most recent episodes, Dave mentioned, you know, you're really into a hobby if even the most boring and monotonous parts of the hobby still keep you entertained. And he was talking about comic collecting, and I remember collecting comics when I was a teenager, and I still have, I want to say, at least 6 long boxes worth of comics somewhere. I really don't want to know what's inside the boxes anymore, because I live in Hawaii, and it's really humid, and nowadays I just cringe when I think of what the water damage, or, you know, the moisture does to wood pulp. So I haven't looked at those comics in years. None of them are really, really pricey, but it's all from my childhood. Figure in the late 80s, early 90s is when I did my most collecting. So one day I'll probably open it up and find, I don't know how many bugs. Yeah, I remember, termites are also a problem. They do eat through wood. I've seen termites eat through my construction plans, so I'm sure they'll eat through my comic books too, sooner or later. I'm not looking forward to that day. But I guess that's enough for, what was I talking about? Yeah, how the most boring parts of collecting still interest you. I actually meant to talk about photography, because I'm all now trying to organize, I got like 4 terabytes worth of photos that I need to kind of organize better. It's, I have Lightroom, so it auto-organizes things for me. But even then, the Lightroom kind of collapses after, say, 20, 30,000 photos. And it gets grindingly slow, so to keep things kind of moving along, you gotta trim and make new catalogs and kind of organize it that way too. So that tedious part is still kind of interesting to me, because now I'm looking back at my early work and like cringing for a whole other reasons. And I still find that part interesting. And it just struck at me when I heard that line from Dave. So it's very true. Even the most boring parts of the hobby still keeps me engaged. That's how you know you love it. Well, until tomorrow, I'll talk to you later.